Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Mary Zoe, Z-O-E, Keithley, K-E-I-T-H-L-E-Y. Address is 1199 Diablo Avenue, apartment 217, Chico, California, 95973-3-7854. Her date of birth is, I'm sorry, ID is XXX XXX 5467, date of birth 3/16/1935, 86 year old, divorced, retired teacher. Insurance is United Healthcare / Illinois. Pharmacy is CVS Forest Avenue. It's addressed to 1-800-273-8255, below that should say family medicine. Below that, it should say Adventist Health. Paradise Skyway - capital R, capital H, capital C, 5125 Skyway, Paradise, California, 95969-5624. Phone is 530-872-2000, fax 530-332-1049. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation and treatment, in continuity of care, subparagraph history of mild cognitive impairment / cognitive decline. Dear Dr. Yersalis, thank you for referring Mary Zoe Keithley for neurological evaluation in continuity of care. New paragraph, as you know, she was previously treated for cognitive decline with donazepam under the care of Dr. Joel Rothfeld, R-O-T-H-F-I-E-L-D, Ph.D., M.D., who has retired from clinical private practice to continue part-time practice at Enloe Hospital. New paragraph. Mary Zoe Keithley was seen initially on September 23, 2021, and subsequently completed the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders Quality of Life Questionnaires, demonstrating some symptoms of sleep disturbance, slight fatigue, slight reduction in positive affect and well-being, and slight to mild symptoms of cognitive dysfunction. A new paragraph. On October 11, 2021, she completed a high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain MR imaging study, which demonstrated advanced hippocampal volume degeneration, more than two standard deviations, with comorbid diffuse cortical volume loss, most prominent in the temporal lobes. And multiple scattered foci of punctate susceptibility artifact, with slight prominence of vascularity, suggesting multiple cavernomas, possibly a consequence of hypertension or cerebral amyloid angiopathy, in differential diagnosis consideration. For which post-contrast imaging was advised. New paragraph. Laboratory studies for dementia evaluation remain pending. New paragraph. In addition to her donepezil, she was initiated on memantine beginning at 5 milligrams. New paragraph. According to her daughter, she can only take her medicines once a day by her medication dispenser at home. New paragraph. Today we discussed readjustment of her treatment regimen, noting that she reports that there has been an improvement in her cognitive function and her sense of well-being. New paragraph. Today we agreed to increase her memantine dosage to 10 milligrams and have her return for reevaluation after completing a home sleep study to exclude sleep apnea contributing to her dysomnia that is reported. New paragraph. Her clinical diagnosis at this time is advanced cerebral degeneration with findings of substantial degenerative dementia with cognitive impairment. New paragraph. She's scheduled for follow-up reevaluation with the medicine readjustment in consideration for further adjustment of her treatment regimen and possible treatment for sleep apnea, contributing to her clinical symptoms. New paragraph. It's important to note that Mary Zoe Keithley was highly educated and remains relatively intelligent, demonstrating insight and humor. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when she returns my signature.